Hey, Justin, how you doing today?
Doing great. Happy to meet you, my friend.
I'm doing pretty good. Everyone listening today on Burn the Ship, we have Mr. Justin Fasilla with Verified Home Services. And we just appreciate you taking time out to be with us today.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, Justin, one of the things that we learned over the pandemic is trying to bring value to everybody. So, you know, we help with our business solution, but then we also said, how can we help bring value to our network and our networking partners?
Yep.
So we started doing the Zoom, and then, you know, those Zoom meetings turned into us recording them and doing podcasts. Yep. And it's great to find out what it is you do, which we're going to do that today for sure. But we want to figure out your why.
Mm-hmm.
Is why you do it.
Absolutely.
Because again, everyone that is listening, you know, you provide that service, it's going to be top notch, but they, why should I choose them? And then you share in your why is why they're going to actually say,
Absolutely.
Hey, what's going on? So if you can, just take a couple minutes and tell us about yourself and your business. But we want to start of, you know, where are you from? Where are you from originally?
Yep. I'm 38 years old. I was born and raised in Fresno, California, Central Valley. My dad was a high school teacher and coached a couple of California state champions in wrestling, and my mom was a housewife. My dad essentially started realizing that he wasn't making any money being a school teacher, and quit that. And so my mom also was working for Georgia Pacific at the time, so we moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where the home of Georgia Pacific is, at the Georgia Pacific building.
Okay, okay. Now, this was around what age was this for you?
I was 13 years old, so it was probably around, it was right before the Olympics, 96 is when I moved here.
Okay, and you were going into high school at the time, just about?
7th, 8th grade, yeah.
7th, okay, okay. All right, so you get here, everything is different.
Yeah.
You know, what,
a lot slower.
Yeah. What's one of those things that you remember the most once you came here? You
know, to sweet tea. I've never even heard of sweet tea until I moved here. And then I also realized that I had to say ma'am and sir a lot more if I wanted to have Southern etiquette, is what my mom told me. So that's the two big things.
Yeah, that is one thing that is a staple in my life. You know, my mom and dad, you know, from as much as I can remember, said always say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But you know, through my experience in life, going to other parts of the country, that's not the same.
Well, and I also get in trouble with it because I'll say it probably more than I should. Mm-hmm. And especially once ladies start to get to be a certain age and this and that, then it's like, okay, you know, now I feel old and it gets weird. So my wife also, she kind of gets on to me sometimes about it because I say it too much.
Okay. I get it. So you get here, that experience changed you up. So we're getting 13, middle school, high school. When you were in high school, did you any part of any clubs or any sports or anything like that?
Baseball. I went to Collins Hill High School right in Suwanee, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I went to Gwinnett Tech, got my associates, and
Okay. So you were studying what when you were in college? What were you looking to aspire to be?
Hotel and restaurant management.
So you're going to go into just surf the... I guess
you know, how it started was, you know, when I was 14 years old, my first job was at a McDonald's.
Okay.
And then, you know, I kind of grew from there, you know, went to a Chili's or Romano's Macaroni Grill or a Garrison Steakhouse, you know, just a whole bunch of different restaurants. And I kind of got that feel, and I learned back of the house, front of the house, learned it all. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I kind of ran into a different opportunity after that.
Okay. Well, awesome. So you're in hospitality industry,
yep.
You know, looking to serve, you know, and try to help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great mentality to have. You know, that's one of those traits I took from my grandmother as well, just serving, you know,
right.
And that has benefited me in this world that we're in now, trying to get out and help other businesses.
Absolutely.
So we're getting out of college, and what did you do out of college? Did you take a break and went straight into work?
Went straight into work. So... back up a little bit. Before we left from Fresno, California, my dad worked for a local Yellow Page book, which was called Valley Yellow Pages at the time. And that's kind of where my dad got his niche for selling advertising and doing different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he moved here at the same time as us. And so he started his own phone book here, competing against Bell South. And in California, it's Pac Bell because Pacific. And obviously here is Bell South of the South, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he opened up a book called Metro Directories. And we had that book for about 10 years, and then Yellow Book bought it out in 2006. Mm-hmm. And then probably about 2 years later was when we started Verified Home Services.
Okay, awesome. Let me tell you a crazy story. Didn't know this. Run I'm it. Pretty sure you didn't know, but for the majority of my career, I worked for the Yellow Pages. Straight up. I started it when I was in Louisiana after Katrina, because mm-hmm. I was, you know, doing another service before that. And then when I came back after getting my home rebuilt 9 months later, I said, what am I going to do from here? Mm-hmm. And I found the Yellow Pages, and I worked for Bell South. Well, it was Ellen Berry mm-hmm. when I did it, then wow. Bell South, and then AT&T, and then YP, and then Hayweir. Doing something else from there. Right. But so that's interesting. That's crazy. You just never know how people could be connected, you know. So dad had that. Mm-hmm. You were finished in school. It seems like you went into the business with him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then from there, kind of like you, once we got bought out by Yellow Book, you know, we were sitting with an owner of Superior Plumbing, actually, Jay Cunningham, who, you know, he's here in Atlanta, and he looks at my dad and says, hey, what should we do next? And he picked up a competitor of ours, similar to like the Bell South and the Metro Directory kind of scenario. Mm-hmm. And my dad was out collecting checks the next day, and we were printing books and trying to help all of the consumers of Atlanta and help out the businesses and different stuff like that.
Awesome. Awesome. Now that's good how he was able to pivot from one place to the other. So you guys picked up, it seems like it's home services is what you're trying
home service guide, right? So home service, you know, guide, anywhere okay. from A to Z, you know, mm-hmm. you need anything from air conditioning to you have wood rot going on in your house. So what I do is I kind of do the verification for the homeowner. I go in and I do a little bit of a background check on all of the businesses that are in my book. And then I mail out a free home service guide to 500,000 homes a year in the Atlanta area, also in the DFW area as well, but okay. In the Atlanta area. And I look for a certain demographic, and my telephone number is on every single one of those books. So if there's any issues, if there's anything going on, if they're not happy with any of my, you know, businesses in my book, I pick up the phone, mm-hmm. we'll get it worked out if anything goes wrong. But 99% of the time, you know, I get probably about 35,000 leads a year
right.
through my book, and 99% of the time, everything's perfect. Good. But if so, I'm going to make that customer happy, the homeowner, because that's who's most important in the situation.
That's a great assurance for, you know, the people who look for services inside of the book. It seems as if you are doing, you know, background checks or, you know, at least references to make sure that these are reputable businesses.
All of those things.
Inside of that book. And on top of that assurance, if someone calls out of, you know, something does happen, you know, that 0.1% of the time,
yep.
you say you'll take care of it. Absolutely. So that's great for everyone to know that we're going to take a look at that book. And it's Verified Home Services. That's the name of the book?
Yes, Verified okay. Home Services, or you can go to verifiedhomeservices.com is also my website as well.
Okay. Well, now with that book, you have to fill it up somehow, some way. Would that be considered your target, who you're trying to get in front of? Or who would you like us to refer, you know, to you? In what capacity?
Both. I would like for this to get to the homeowner, and I also would like for it to get to the businesses. My book is pretty booked up to where when people come in business-wise, they don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a few headings, you know, that, you know, might be, but I would still love a phone call, or still love to at least entertain so we could at least talk it out, and I can kind of explain to you if you are needed for the book or if you're not needed for the book. Mm-hmm. But yes, probably a homeowner to maybe not get it, because they could call me and I can mail them a book if they don't get it and stuff like that.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. Now, along with finding who is that good referral to send over to you, one of the things here, like I said, because we focus mm-hmm. on trying to bring value to everyone, right. is referral partners.
Right.
You know, so of course, you know, after hearing exactly what it is you do, you're in front of those same decision makers. So great referral partner for us, you know, but and along with you, like CPAs, website developers, they're great because we can help their clients as well. What does that look like for you? Who is that person we can get you out in front of?
So, you know, I, you know, obviously business owners of home services mm-hmm. and homeowners, you know, I would like to maybe talk to some web people. I have a website up now and stuff like that, but maybe something always can be a little bit better mm-hmm. down the road. Mm-hmm. Also, I got a really good CPA, so I'm not even going to mess with that. But yeah, I think, you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the credit card exchange and different stuff like that, you know, and I run a lot of credit cards per month and different stuff. So I think web development and maybe a different payment source would probably be the best way.
Hey, listen, Will, I'm definitely not going to complain about that. You know, I'll definitely take you up on that opportunity. And like I said, of course, any way we can bring value in, that's one of the questions that I ask, you know, next, you know, again, because we try to focus these on you to make sure that everyone that is out and about listening, you know, can get a feel for who you are and how we can best help you, you know, in as you're getting where you are now. It's a two-part question. You know, how can the MP Group help you, and what does the future look like for Verified Home Services?
Okay, so part one to that question. You know, like we talked about, I think with the web performance, I think with maybe, because obviously down the road, you know, 2, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you know, a lot more stuff is going to be going to the digital side of things. I mean, I'm sure you realize that with Absolutely. The Yellow Pages, you know, everybody says that the Yellow Pages are dead, blah, 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 whatever, right. Which they did die.
Yeah, that
so, is true. That was true. You know, what was so cool about us pivoting to the home service guide was that, you know, we didn't have all those Yellow Pages. It was just the stuff that you actually need, not a bunch of BS
that people
are going to be lugging around. It's something small they can put in their kitchen drawer and they can just pull it out whenever they do need something. But essentially, there will be a time where we do go digital. Probably, you know, I would say 85% of my stuff is coming from my book.
Okay.
15% is coming from my website.
Okay.
I would say essentially down the line, it's going to be more 65-35,
right.
More 40-60, stuff like that. So I think that's where I'm going to need help with you guys on that kind of a digital platform will probably be the most point of where I'm at now. Just sales wise, I take care of all that stuff. My wife takes care of the books. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a huge company, but it's not a small company either. Right. So, right. You know, that's
Well, cool. Well, looks like you're going to be going digital. You know, that's where we want to push for the future, as we've seen. You know, things are just going that way.
Yep.
So everyone keep an eye out for him as he is getting out there online platforms and check it out. You know, go to his website and see what type of services are there, because it seems like anything you may need dealing with at home,
anything,
you can provide it. And with these conversations, again, we try to focus on you and we want to give you the last word. What is it that you would like to share with everybody as your parting shot?
Well, I appreciate everybody, you know, taking the time to listen to this. I know you don't have to own a bunch of other cool stuff out there on platforms. Mm-hmm. And so also just, you know, and if you are interested in a book or you are interested in getting a home service done, you can go to verifiedhomeservices.com, request a book, or you can call me and, you know, I can get you a book out right away.
Okay. And the other ways they can connect with you, you know, go to the website. Are you on LinkedIn?
Yep. I'm on LinkedIn, okay. Facebook. Justin at verifiedhomeservices.org. You know, there's plenty of ways for them to go.
Awesome. Well, today we have Justin Fasilla with Verified Home Services. We truly appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
We look forward to growing here in the future.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you so much.
All right, man.
All right.